The following shiur has been presented by Rav Avraham Yeshaya Cohen, Reish Kollel of Kollel Oyel Yitzchak of Lakewood, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Sanhedrin Daf Samach. Gemara talks about the chi of Kriya, to be Kriya, to rise Kriya, by a Megadef, if a person hears somebody being Mevarchas Hashem Chalila. Is a similar halacha of Kriya. The Gemara Ma'id Katan, Daf Chavav and Aleph, talks about if a person is Raya Sefer Tayrish and Nisraf, that also there's a Chiyav Kriya. We'll talk a little bit about that Chiyav. It's brought the halacha in Yerodei Yisrael and Shinmem, Sif Lamed Zayin. The Mechaber says, a Raya Sefer Tayrish and Nisraf, a Tfilin, a Yafilu Megillah Achas, Mehanavim, a Mehaksuvim, Kriya. If a person sees a Sefer Torah that's burnt, or Tfilin, or a Megillah, or any other Sefer in the Vim Uksuvim, so he's Mechuyev to be Kareya. Chava says, that it comes from the Gemara, that you have to have two Kriyas, Kareya, Shtei Kriyas. Why Shtei Kriyas? So the reason is because there's two Kedushas over here. There's one Kedusha on the cloth. The Etzim cloth has Kedusha, right? Like we know there's Halachas of Ibud, HaKlaf, to be Ma'abad L'shma, at least some Shitas in certain cases. So there are halachas of Kedusha on the Etzim HaKlaf, and then of course there's the Oisius, the Ksav. The Ksav also, for Shteitzach, has a Kedusha. And it's a Chiddush, it's a Shteito, that you see that it's Kilo, two separate Pegiyas, and the Kedusha Sefer Torah, and the Kedusha Samagillah, and each one is Mechayev, or Kriya, Bifneat. Now the way the halach is brought over here, is that it says Sefer Torah and Nisraf, that it was burnt. What if it got destroyed some other method? What if it was nimchak? Or what if it was ripped or cut or some other kind of form of destruction that happened to the Sefer Torah? Is that also Mechayev Kriya? So there's a machlekes about this. The Mechaber that says taka, this lashon of Nisraf. So the Taz is Medayik in the Mechaber that Dafka Sreifa and not any other form of destruction. Halacha doesn't seem that we name on like that. The Taz Taka says the halacha not like that, and also the Bach, the Shach, the Chachm Sodom, and Klal Kufnun Beis, Din Chav Beis, they all say not like that, that regardless of how it got destroyed, one still has to be Kareya. So L'chash Tazach HaShayla, sometimes you look at a Sefer Torah, if you're laying in a Sefer Torah, or if you get an aliyah, and you look in the Sefer Torah, and you see that their ice is missing, and the ice gets rubbed out. So for Shteitzach, you have a Shayla, what to do about the Kriya? That's one issue. But Leishamadu, we never heard that there's a halacha that if you see Oisis rubbed down in the Sefer Torah, that you should have to be Kriya. There's no halacha of Kriya. Why not? So if you say Dafka Sreifa, okay, there's no Sreifa. But if it's Lav Dafka Sreifa, so then L'chayro should have to have a Kriya. So Elamai will tell me because it's not the whole Sefer destroyed, only part of it. L'chayro should make an Afkamina. If part of the Sefer got burnt, so that Gufa should be Mechayev Kriya. The Stimz HaPoiskim, I think, is Mashma, that even if it's only part of the Sefer, one would have to be Kareya. So why didn't he have to be Kareya if this happens? So I think there's Shnei Trubas Bedava, maybe more Trubas also. The first Trubas is very partial, because the Mechaber fears Ois, and he says, V'davka she'sofen oisei bizroya u'kamaisa shahoya. This comes from the Gemara over there. Maisa shahoya is referring to the Maisa with Yehoyakim Melch Yehuda, that he burnt Megillas Eicha when it was read in front of him. And the reason he read it was because he was doing it biyad rama lahachas, like the lashon of the Muki Yosef over there, after Svav and Beis in Ma'id Katan. That he's doing it lahachas. He was doing it to show that he wasn't mekabelit. But if it just got burnt on its own, if it got destroyed on its own, then there's no dinkriya, right? So that's pasha, the pasha of the teretz. Not a teretz. Not that we need another teretz, but another teretz is that there's a machlekes. What's the halacha if you hear that a sefer Torah was nisraf? If you don't see it, if you heard that there was a sreifa, a sefer Torah was burnt, and even in a case where taka was done biyad rama, somebody did it mamish b'mezit. But you didn't see the actual sreifa. You heard about it afterwards. You open up the newspaper and you read that somebody did such a thing. So what's the halacha? So it's a shtigl machlek. It's the Meiri over there in Ma'id Katan nemzon that you would have to do kriya. And Lamaisa, you see that now. So you over here, Lagabi Megadif. That by Megadif, you have to do kriya even though you didn't hear the actual gidov, just that you heard it over. So the Meiri holds the same thing by sreifa sefer Torah. However, in the Chacham Tzvi, so in Yud Zayin, he talks about a case of where there was a sreifa and the sefer Torah got burnt, and he says not like that. He says that only somebody who saw the actual sreifa happening has to be kareya, but not anybody heard it afterwards. And that's talking about Shmoyis in the Mechaber, that it says haraya sefer Torah shenisef. That by Megadeth, it's God that's even in the same Sif. In this Sif, in the beginning of the Sif, it talks about Megadeth, and there it doesn't say dafka raya, dafka shemeya fakad. It says even if you heard it afterwards, you heard that somebody did it, state before us over here that there is a decree. But over here, when it comes to sefer Torah, it says haraya sefer Torah shenisef. So mashma dafka raya. Unless, of course, you'll say that he was saying what he said before. But lachar the pashas is not like that. So it seems that lahalacha, we don't pass it like the Meiri, as we see in the Chacham Tzvi, the Mashmas, and the Mechaber, and the Bishayzev, Hashleitzel doesn't bring the Meiri, it's not brought to Halacha. So it would seem that Halacha, you're only Koireya if you saw the actual Sreifa happening. Okay, so that's another answer to our question. If you see Oisi is missing in the Sefer Torah, obviously you didn't see them get rubbed out, because Lamaisa, how did they get rubbed out? Nobody stood there and tried rubbing it out. Pasha, what happened was, B'Vos HaYamim, over time, the ink degrades a little bit, and with the tide, it could degrade so much that the ice is nimchak. Okay, so it happened, and you have a shayla in the Kriyas HaTorah and the Kash of the Sefer Torah, but there's no shayla as far as being kairea with an ayin, only being kaire with an a. There's an interesting shayla in the Teres Lamaisha. He declares, what's the halacha by Torah Shebal Peh? Meaning the Mechaber says over here that Nevi'im Ksuvim, if it's Nisraf, you see a Sreifa, so then this is halacha of kriya. But what about Torah Shebal Peh? Meaning, now that Eis Lasas Lashem Eferi Torah Secha, so now we have Svarim, Torah Shebal Peh written, Shas, Shulchan Aruch, any other cipher that's written, and what if somebody, Chalila, burns it, and you see that? Is there a chi of kriya? So Teres Lamaisha clears about this. What's the tzad that there should be a chi of kriya by Torah Shebal Peh? It says Sefer Torah, it's the Torah Shebal Ksav. Of course, the Kedusha of Torah Shebal Peh is not Daima. The Ksav of Torah Shebal Peh is not Daima to the Kedusha of Torah Shebal Ksav. But he has a good Kedusha, he tells to the Halacha that on Shabbos, we matzo Kisvi HaKodesh b'fnei Adleika, at least subject to whatever Gedarim there are, but we are matzo Kisvi HaKodesh, and over there it says that we're matzo also Torah Shebal Peh. That if there's a fire on Shabbos, and there's a Gemara, so you take the Gemara out. You have to be matzalit, and whatever heterim they said in terms of Aitzah and Muktzah and Chulu. So you see that maybe it does have Kedusha. We do treat it like Torah Shebiksav. But Lamaisa, even though it is a nice Kedusha, and you see in Makkah that there is Kedusha to Torah Shebal Peh, it's written, but Avada, like we said before, it's certainly not on the same level as Torah Shebiksav, and the Dakamash is Takamadayik in the Torah, that he only says the Lashon of Sefer Torah, Tefillin, right, he doesn't even just say Sefer Torah, he gives a whole list of different Svarim, Sefer Torah, Tefillin, Megillah, Nevi'im, Ksuvim, if you're giving a whole list, and you don't say anything about Svarim, and Vashteitzach, and times of the Shulchan Aruch, and the Rishayim, the Svarim was already written, times of the Gemara, right, Rabbi already wrote the Mishnayis, so from the fact that the Pesukim are only saying a heter on Torah Shebiksav, I'm sorry, a chiv kriya on Torah Shebiksav, mashmal hedya, that one would not be Korea, there would not be a chiv to be Korea on Teresh of Alpeh. That's what it would seem as the halacha. Yesh lachka, what's the halacha if somebody wants to be machmir and he wants to be Korea on Teresh of Alpeh? Or Bechal, in all these cases, when we say there's no chiv to be Korea, when, like we said before, like if somebody hears about a Sefer Torah being burnt, he didn't see it, or we mentioned the other case where it's not Bezraya, right, it's not Biodroma. So what's the halacha if somebody wants to come? He says, it bothers me so much, the Chil Shem Shemayim, there is a Gavisa Mos Chil Shem Shemayim, Chil HaTira, and he wants to be Kairea. Is he allowed to? Or do you say that to be Kairea in a situation where you're not Mechayiv to is Pasha just Hashchasa, you're just destroying your Begadim as Baal Tashas, you want to be allowed to? So I looked and I saw that there's Takur Hamo about this in Yerodesim and Tuf Beis of Dalad. So it says there's a certain case where you're not kireya on Shmur Uchayka, and then the Rama says, Ubimokaim Shaim Loy Lakraya, in a case where there's no Chiyav Lakraya, Osur Lahachmir Alatzmoy Vilakraya. In such a case, it's Taka Osur to be kireya, and the Archashulchan over there in Sefkimu, Taka says the reason is because of Baltashchas. The Mokar of this din, the Rama, is in the Arzarua, Simatov Yud Ches, Ois Yud Beis, and that's the Psak in the Rama, so Lachari would seem that should apply in all these cases as well, that once there's no chiyuv l'kraya, would be osur. In a case where it's about chalikis, so then if somebody wants to be machmir, be kareya, it's a l'chaira. If there's a psashtikul makam to be machmir, so then we would say it's mutter and it's not baltashchis. But if it's something that's a klara psak, that one's not mechuyev l'kraya, it would seem that it would be also to do it mishum bal kasha.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.